This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The world we live in today has a lot of room to improve when it comes to accessibility for people with disabilities. Simple routines can suck up an incredible amount of time and energy for disabled people. Diana Hu, a software engineer at Google, describes this energy as a limited number of spoons you start off your day with and are destined to run out of. However, during the pandemic, Hu has begun to reclaim her spoons and find accessibility through working at home. With more spoons comes more freedom, a new, more accessible normal. This is The Conversation Piece.
Hi, everyone. My name is Diana Hu, and I'm a software engineer at Google. I'm wearing a black t-shirt with the emblazoned words, 30th anniversary of the ADA 2020, Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, to commemorate 30 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act in the United States. I'm sitting atop my motorized wheelchair, a Purrmobile. I've been driving wheelchairs since I was 2 years old. I was born with spinal muscular atrophy, SMA for short. SMA is a neurodegenerative disability that severely weakens the muscles, making it difficult to perform many basic activities of daily living, walking, sitting, even breathing become challenges for someone with SMA. It's been called the top genetic killer of infants. When I was diagnosed at 18 months, the doctors told my parents they weren't sure whether I'd make it to my next birthday. From the start, my life has been a struggle for survival. And that struggle for survival has strengthened me. It's hurled obstacle after obstacle in my path, and it's unlocked the resiliency to confront them. There's a theory about confronting the challenges of life with a disability. It's called spoon theory. The disabled person starts out each day with a small, finite set of spoons, units of energy, to spend on tasks they need to carry out during the day. And once you're out of spoons, you're out of luck. So here's what my day of spoons looks like. I almost always wake up exhausted because I need to be turned multiple times every night to avoid bed sores. So just getting out of bed and ready for the day, that's a spoon gone. Then I wait for the shuttle to take me to work. And it usually has a ramp, but that ramp is sometimes broken without warning, or the bus is too crowded for a wheelchair, even though it can somehow fit the 5 able-bodied people who are sitting next to me. Waiting for the next shuttle, realizing I'll be late for my meeting, that's another spoon gone. Then trying to get to my meeting, navigating a series of elevators with buttons that are too high for someone in a wheelchair to reach. The time spent grappling with the limits and the irony of an elevator inaccessible to a wheelchair user, that costs at least another spoon. And on and on and on. It's not even lunchtime yet, and more than half of my spoons are gone. These are the sacrifices that a person with a disability must make every single day just to get through the day. The physical world is a spoon sucker. But that state of the world is changing. The pandemic has forced the world at large under quarantine, and work in many areas, including my software engineering job at Google, has gone remote. Work from home. And there's no environment more optimized for my accessibility needs than home. I love it. Now I have the freedom to wake up each morning a little bit later with a little less sleep deprivation and a little more energy to face the day ahead. So I'll take that spoon back. I also don't have to grapple with the uncertainty and the stresses of transportation. It's another spoon for me. And not to mention eating and drinking my favorite cups of tea throughout the whole day. I no longer have to intentionally dehydrate myself to avoid the far too few accessible bathrooms wherever I'm going. I can drink, finally, when I want to drink. The flexibility of working from home has let me take back my freedom one spoon at a time. And with more spoons, I can do more. My boosted energy throughout the day translates to boosted productivity. I can attend more meetings and events without the anxiety of planning accessible routes and contingency plans for the inevitable failures in the physical world. I can focus on managing my code more than my spoons. I have the physical and mental bandwidth to dedicate myself to accessibility passion projects, both in and out of work. This kind of freedom and flexibility of working from home has been a long-standing accommodations request from the disability community, and now it's revolutionizing the world at large. I am incredibly fortunate to have a manager who will support a continued work-from-home accommodation for me, even after the chaos of the pandemic subsides and the world returns to normal. He's looking out for my well-being, and he recognizes that optimizing for my well-being is also optimizing for my ability to contribute to my company. This is a satisfying win-win for all parties involved. So I urge employers, event organizers, everyone who has a say in crafting the way we interact with the world around us, let the new normal continue to include this virtual equalizing agent of accessibility, this ultimate spoon redeemer. Thank you.
Diana Hu spoke at the TD Presents The Walrus Talks Inclusion in October of 2020. And she's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have wheeled, webcammed, and walked onto a stage at The Walrus Talks. Care to join us? Coming up next is the Walrus Leadership Forum on Healthcare on April 15th. Register at thewalrus.ca/events for a front row seat from the comfort of your own home.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.